Welcome to today's podcast. I'm Alpha. We are diving into the fascinating world of sociology. If you ever wonder how sociology began and why it matters, this episode is for you, and it's also for students, professionals who are more curious about sociology. Sociology is a study of the society, and its development has roots in understanding how human behavior is shaped by larger societal forces. Today, we will explore how sociological thinking emerged, what influenced its growth, and the foundational thinkers who shaped this field. Let's start by understanding the backdrop, what gave rise to sociology in the first place. Session 1, the industrialization and urbanization. Sociology did not emerge out of nowhere. It arose during the period of massive social disorder in the 18th to the 19th century. Two key historical processes were industrialization and urbanization. Industrialization referred to the shift from agricultural economies to ones dominated by manufacturing and industries. This began in Britain during the Industrial Revolution between 1760 and 1850, and soon spread across Europe and the United States. Factories replaced farm and the primary source of job. While industrialization brought economic growth, it also created problems like poor working conditions, child labor, and significant class division. Urbanization is the process where people move from rural areas to cities in search of work. This migration led to overcrowded cities, inadequate housing, and increased poverty. Living conditions in industrial cities were often harsh, with issues like pollution, crime, and disease becoming widespread. These dramatic changes disrupted a traditional ways of life. People began to question how society worked, why inequalities persisted, and what would be done to improve a social condition. This question laid the foundation for sociology. Session 2, the origin of sociology. As industrialization and urbanization transformed societies, thinkers began developing a systemic ways to study human behavior and social structures. This marked the birth of sociology. Let's look at some of the earlier contributors who shaped the field. Auguste Comte, 1798 to 1857, is considered the father of sociology. Auguste Comte was the French philosopher who coined the term sociology from the Latin word socius, meaning companion or society. The Greek word logos, meaning study of. Comte believes that society could be studied scientifically, much like a natural science. He proposed the idea of positivism, which is the belief that knowledge should be based on scientific observation and empirical evidence. Comte argued that understanding society through science could help solve social problems and create stability. While he did not conduct a sociological research himself, his idea laid the groundwork for discipline. Harriet Martineau, the first female sociologist. Harriet Martineau was a British sociologist and one of the earliest women to contribute to the field. She translated Comte's work into English and expanded on his idea. Martineau studied social custom, religion, politics, and gendered inequality in Britain and the United States. In her book, Society in America, 1837, she criticized inequality related to class, race, and gender. Martineau believed that sociology should be rooted in empirical research and accessible to the general public. She also advocated for social change, including gender inequality and the abolition of slavery. Harriet Spencer, A Social Darwinism. Harriet Spencer, a British sociologist, applied Charles Darwin's theory of evolution to society. He introduced the concept of survival of the fittest, arguing that society evolved through competition. According to Spencer, stronger members of the society adapt and strive, while weaker ones struggle and fail. While Spencer's ideas were influential, they were also controversial. Critics argued that his theories justified inequality, including racism and classism. Spencer's approach, known as social Darwinism, remains a debatable topic in sociology. Number four, Edmund Durkheim, 1858-1917. He talked about the importance of social facts. French sociologist Edmund Durkheim is considered one of the founding figures of sociology. He believed that sociology is more than just a collection of individuals. It's a complex system governed by social facts. Social facts are patterns of behavior, value, and norms that exist outside individuals but influence their action. Durkheim worked on social integration and anomaly in particularly significant. He studied how rapid social change and weakened social bonds could lead to feelings of isolation and purposelessness. For example, in his book Suicide, 1897, Durkheim demonstrated that suicide rates are influenced by societal factors like religion, family ties, and economic condition. Number five, Karl Marx, 1818-1883. Conflicts. Karl Marx talks about conflict and change. Karl Marx, a German economist and philosopher, emphasized the role of economic systems in shaping the society. He argued that societies are divided into two main classes, the bourgeoisie, owners of the production, and the proletariat, working class. According to Marx, these classes are in constant conflict because the bourgeoisie exploit the labor of the proletariat for profit. Marx believed that this conflict would eventually lead to a revolution and the creation of classless society. His idea laid the foundation for conflict theory and a perspective in sociology that focuses on power struggle and inequality. Number six, Max Weber, 1864-1920, Understanding Social Action. Max Weber, a German sociologist, introduced the concept of Verstehen, which means understanding or insight. Weber emphasized the importance of studying the meaning. Max Weber, a German sociologist, introduced the concept of Verstehen, which means understanding or insight. Weber emphasized the importance of studying the many individuals attached to their actions. For example, he explored how religious belief influenced economic behavior in his book, The Protestant Ethic and the Spirit of Capitalism. Weber also analyzed the impact of bureaucracy on modern society. He argued that while bureaucracy are efficient, they can also dehumanize individuals by emphasizing rules and procedure over personal relationship. Number seven, George Simmel, 1858-1912. He talked about social interaction. A German sociologist, George Simmel, focused on small-scale interaction between individuals. He studied how social network and pattern of interaction shaped society. For example, Samuel explored how people behave in urban environment and how social circles influence identity. Session 3, the development of sociological thinking. Now that we have covered the key figure, let's look at how sociological thinking evolved over time. Earlier sociologists were deeply concerned with understanding social order and stability. However, as the field grew, sociologists began exploring a wider range of topics, including inequality, culture, and social change. One is the functionalist perspective. This perspective views society as a system of interconnected parts, each serving a specific function. For example, school educates children, while families provide emotional support. Functionalists like Dawkins argue that when all parts of society work together, stability is maintained. However, when one part fails, it can lead to a social problem. 2. The conflict perspective. Inspired by Karl Marx, this perspective focuses on the power struggle and inequality. Conflict theorists argue that society is shaped by competition over resources like wealth, power, and education. They highlight how inequality based on class, race, and gender perpetuates social problems. 3. The symbolic interactionist perspective. This perspective focuses on small-scale interaction between individuals. It examines how people create and interpret symbols, like language, gesture, and traditions, to give meaning to their lives. For example, a wedding ring is a symbol of commitment, but its meaning can vary across culture. Essential for why sociology matters today. Sociology remains relevant because it helps us understand and address the challenges of modern society. Here are a few examples. Inequality. Sociology studies how inequalities based on race, gender, and class affects people's opportunities. For example, they analyze why certain groups have higher unemployment rates or limited access to education. Globalization. The world is more interconnected than ever, and sociology helps us understand the impact of globalization on culture, economics, and politics. Technology and social media. Sociology explores how technology shapes human behavior. For instance, how does social media influence identity, relationship, and mental health? But for social movement, from civil rights to climate change, sociology study how people organize to bring about social change. In conclusion, to sum up, sociology is a dynamic field that helps us make sense of the world. By studying society, we gain insight into the forces that shaped our lives, from historical changes like industrialization to modern challenges like inequality and globalization. The earlier thinkers, Conte, Montaigne, Spencer, Duncan, Marx, Weber, and Samuel laid the foundation for this discipline, and their ideas continue to influence sociological research today. Thank you for tuning into this episode on the development of sociological thinking and the origin of sociology. I hope you found it informative and inspiring. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with others who might be interested in learning about sociology. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring the social world around you. See you.